This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining us now is a man who's got a massive brain.
Mike Florio.
He used to be a lawyer, then he decided to take his talents to the internet.
NBC Sports.
I'm sorry, I'm late. I was talking to Robert Kraft.
That isn't the time for an airing of grievances.
Pro Football Talk.
I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
On Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
We go to the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today, and that is where we find our weekly conversation with our creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk. He is at Pro Football Talk on Twitter, Mike Florio. Mike always joins us on Twitch as well, twitch.tv/Chicago670thescore. Mike, how do you describe the week and what events have transpired in the NFL Players Union and the allegations that have come out in reporting? Where I feel like the situation now is in a massive amount of duress.
Yeah, in words that I can use on an FCC regulated platform, I would say unprecedented and beyond chaotic.
Yes, I feel like that that covers it. In other words that we probably shouldn't say on an FCC regulated platform, the terms where you're getting into cash taken out of ATMs for VIP rooms at adult nightclubs, if you will. There are layers to this story in the reporting. It's very interesting to me how much it feels like just the lack of oversight goes.
Well, and that leads to the question of when and where the oversight will come from. And even though Lloyd Howell is out as the executive director and J.C. Tretter is out as the chief strategy officer, there are still layers and levels and twists and turns to the story. And Pablo Torre and I continue to spend way too much time on the phone talking about this and texting about this. But where does this go from here? There's potential for litigation by players against the union for breach of the duty of fair representation arising from whether it's the funding issue, whether it's hiding the partial victory in the collusion grievance. There's the potential for an expansion of an existing FBI investigation related to activities involving One Team Partners, which is a licensing and marketing conglomerate that was created by multiple sports unions, and there's issues there. You get on the Fed's radar screen, though, you have a problem, and nothing is going to get you there faster than if you're the head of a labor union who is dipping into the till of union dues at a strip club. That is going to get you fully and completely investigated and examined by some relevant federal official.
Mike Florio joining us as he does every week, the editor-in-chief, creator of Pro Football Talk. Mike, I'm so glad we get to talk to you about this because I feel like every week we've gotten more and more and more. The NFLPA, they're creating headlines that are worthy of a tabloid, except for you don't need the tabloid part of it. You just put in any mainstream newspaper. What do you think is the most egregious part of the things that we've learned over the last, say, 2 months?
Well, it all depends upon the perspective of whoever's on the wrong side of it. I think it's incredibly egregious and inexplicable that they secured a victory, a partial victory against the league in this collusion grievance, and they agreed to stick it in a desk for months. And it would still be in that desk, I believe, if Pablo Torre hadn't gotten his hands on the 61 pages and we read it and explained it and revealed that this is something the union should have been using as a hammer against the league in 50 different ways if it could. So that hurt the players, especially the players who were negotiating contracts earlier this year in March and April. If you have an agent who becomes aware of the good portions, the good evidence, the good outcomes in that collusion ruling, that can be used to leverage a better deal for your client one person at a time. So that's a problem. But any of this stuff with union dues and money that otherwise is the sole and exclusive property of the players and is there for advancing the interests of the players, if that's getting used for anything else, especially something that tawdry and that lowbrow and that just kind of like cliche, that's a problem. That's a problem. I think that's the thing that got Lloyd Howell to resign. I think he knew ESPN was getting ready to report on the strip club expense report misadventures, and that's what caused him, after circling the wagons and doubling down and ignoring a blatant conflict of interest with the Carlisle Group, where he was getting a paycheck from a group that was trying to buy minority interests in NFL teams. All that stuff doesn't scream as loudly as the kind of rank impropriety from taking money out of the union kitty to go to a strip club.
Well, and additionally, as we talked about last week, Mike, $3.5 million for his part-time gig a year. That's his part-time gig. You can't afford $736 to take that off the books, having any sort of legal knowledge that you just have to, you can't pay for that yourself. Like you have to use the union dues to do so. Like that's the part. It's just the audacity of it all.
The full grift.
It's a level of stupidity that speaks to a layer of flaws that a proper vetting process should have revealed. And that's another issue that hasn't been fully explored. What was Russell Reynolds doing, this search firm that helped tee up these candidates? And ESPN's got an item today from Don Van Natta Jr. and Kalen Kaler that looks into the rise and fall of Lloyd Howell and how he ended up being the executive director. There are so many questions that haven't been answered yet. The problem is, in a situation like this where the system is overloaded with stuff, it's almost impossible to properly handle and unpack all of it. And that's the problem. And the real question for me, and this is what I wrote earlier today at PFT, are the players going to learn from this? And will it put them in a better position immediately as they have to hire an interim executive director and then embark on the challenge of hiring an executive director? What lessons will they learn? What failures will they admit that got them in the predicament they're now trying to get themselves out of?
Mike, it seems like this would be the perfect opportunity to, and I know this didn't work out with the hiring firm when they got these candidates the last time around from what you're saying, but to hire someone on the outside who has real experience with this stuff to conduct an investigation, flush everything out, and start anew. Is that something you think that they're talking about, the player representatives, the alternates, as they try to sort through? As you said, it's almost like the system's been overloaded. You need to hit the reset button.
Well, I don't know what they're talking about or what they're considering, because they still think it's beneficial to keep their mouths shut and keep it all a secret. And I understand in some contexts the importance of discretion, but transparency also can be very helpful. And we saw what happened with the complete lack of it. You get Lloyd Howell. The names that I had heard so far for interim executive director are already people who are kind of under the tent, whether in the NFLPA or NFL Players Inc., which is the licensing arm of the union. I've been suggesting press pause, broaden the lens, look at people on the outside with union experience. And it dawned on me yesterday, and I'm gonna land this plane in a second. Bear with me. They got attracted to Lloyd Howell because Lloyd Howell was from management. And Lloyd Howell's pitch was, I know how to deal with unions. I've been dealing with unions in a management job. Okay, fine. If that's what you want, if you want someone with no labor experience but management experience, how about someone with management experience that is directly relevant to this relationship? Why not go hire somebody from inside the National Football League. Why not target somebody who knows how they make their sausage, who knows how they deal with this union? And this was a point that a reader made earlier today, and this is one of the only reasons I still enjoy having a platform on Twitter. How about a guy who is retiring as CEO of the Green Bay Packers on Friday, who's a former player, who is a de facto owner and has been for 18 years. If anyone knows how the NFL does their business, it's Mark Murphy. That's the guy. And I've resisted mentioning names. I'm not going to play Game of Thrones. But, man, if I'm the union, I'm calling Mark Murphy and I'm offering him that job. There's no one better to help me kind of balance the playing field than if I could get one of the owners to come represent the players.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's still just, and I know that your legal expertise is paramount on this, Mike, but it still just also says to me that instead of hiring somebody who's a known advocate for labor, it's still got to be somebody who's one of them instead. And we ask the question often, too often, when you consider people's retirement and their brains and their mental health and their family's health, how strong the NFL Players Union is. And the answer is always not enough.
And what you need is somebody who can manage the adversarial aspect of the relationship with the NFL, but also manage the players, inspire them to care, inspire them to understand there are certain moments where you have to draw a line in the sand and say, we will do without game checks. We will, if need be, do without football for a season. That's the great imbalance in this relationship. The owners will shut the sport down for a year. The players don't want to shut it down for a week because they want to play football and they want to get paid. And this is another reason why it drives me crazy that fans will just line up blindly behind the billionaires and line up behind the laundry and curse the players. Think about it this way. One side will take football away from you for a year to get what it wants. The other side won't take football away from you for a weekend to get what it wants. Shouldn't that be the tiebreaker between which side the fans are going to line up behind?
Mike Florio, the editor-in-chief and creator of Pro Football Talk, joining us here on Rahimi and Harris and going over this problem that the NFLPA finds itself. It's more than a problem. It's a quandary. It's a mess. I'm looking at it also in this way, Mike. As long as I've been following this league, it's been about the fact that these players know their careers are so short by and large. And that's why it seems like you can never get the players to kind of hold firm and draw that line in the sand is what you're talking about. The owners know this. They know that the players, the majority of them, they need that year because after that year, they may only have a couple of years. We know what the average time, less than 3 years, is for the average NFL player. There are the long and steady Hall of Fame types, the all pros, the Pro Bowlers, but that's not the majority of NFL players. Is there anything they can do, in your opinion, to bridge that gap?
Well, and this is why, and this is something that former union president and former chief strategy officer J.C. Treader said moments before he stepped in it by suggesting that disgruntled players fake injuries to avoid being fined for not practicing. He said you have to build leverage wherever you can. And I go back to that collusion ruling. Instead of hiding it for months, that is something that could have been used in many different ways to put pressure on the league. We have caught you attempting to collude. And we believe the evidence shows you did collude. And we're going to appeal that to a three-person panel who may disagree by a vote of 2-1 with the arbitrator who got it wrong. You did collude. The evidence shows you did collude. The Dean Spanos, Michael Bidwell text messages show you did collude. Greg Penner's internal emails as owner of the Broncos show they did collude. They did care about what other owners are going to think of these fully guaranteed contracts. So you have to hammer and hammer. Call for the commissioner to be resigned. Call for the Justice Department to investigate all other ways the NFL is violating the antitrust laws. You beat the hell out of them with that, because if you're going to lose the fight of who's going to take a work stoppage, you have to try to win every other fight you can. Legal, PR, political. It makes those aspects of the relationship so much more important, because at the end of the day, when it's time to stare down the owners are going to win. You have to come up with other ways to get them to give you what you want.
This segment with Mike Florio is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I think another big aspect of this is, what do we talk about every single day of the year? Football. So therefore, who does it impact the most when it goes away if the players are willing to dig in their heels? They have the most power of any other sport right now. And by that alone, they could make the biggest difference.
Yeah, but the point is this. If you have a short career, are you going to sacrifice a year of your football career when you only have 3 or 4? And think about this dynamic. The players take a full year lockout or strike. There's no football for a year. We solve it, we come back the next year. In comes a fresh crop of players who played football last year, and they're younger and they're cheaper. And I think on the back end, there may be hell to pay after a one-year shutdown, if that would ever happen, and I don't think it will, but if it would ever happen, look at how many veterans get cut and not signed. Look at how many guys who sat out all of last year are going to sit out for good, and we're just going to go young with guys who played last year, with guys who are in football shape, whatever cliches they throw out there. Oh, we're just making football decisions. But, you know, it's the Colin Kaepernick example expanded to 1,700 guys. Anybody who sat out the whole year, if we can replace you with someone else, we will. Now, look, there are going to be star players who will overcome that, but there's plenty of guys who are just kind of hanging on. And every year they got to fight for their spot because that young guy comes in. This year, that young guy looks a lot better because that young guy, unlike the veteran, played football last year. So that's the other side of it where, man, it could just be a big mess for the players if they ever do it. All the more reason to come up with other ways to leverage the league and get what you're trying to get for the players.
I don't know if it's a shift, Mike, or if this just status quo, but general sentiment from fans, the general populace, is that, you know, they'll carry the water for the billionaires, the owners. We are a long ways away from a pro-labor kind of thought piece. And you can look all throughout current politics, whatever, this is kind of in that bubble is a microcosm of that. Is there any way to get the fans on the side of the players to a point where it would matter, as Layla kind of suggested earlier? I mean, or are we just stuck where we are because of where we are in our political time?
Well, look, this is where it's critical to have a head of the union and a strong cabinet there where you've got people who are constantly pushing the pro-player narrative. Have a PR director who maybe was a former player and will do radio shows all day long saying the kinds of things I say all the time, and they don't pay me and I don't want them to pay me. I think it's right that we should care about the players because so few in the media do. But they need, underneath their executive director, whoever it may be, you need to be pushing that all the time. And it just needs to be over and over and over again to overcome. And I remember when I was a kid and you hear about a player who's not happy, you blame the easiest person to blame. And the easiest person to blame is the player. like with Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati. You know, whatever he wants. Well, he's due to make $16 million this year. Isn't that enough money? Like, it's so easy for the fans to say that. You need people who can explain it to the average fan so the average fan understands why the guy wants more and why he deserves more. So PR is a big part of it. It's not just labor negotiations. It's labor, it's legal, it's political, and it's PR. And it's on the union to have a strong PR presence to make the kind of points that you're saying need to be made. They need to be made all day long, every day, on podcasts, radio shows, TV shows, everywhere.
Mike, outside of the big story being what we've talked about with the NFLPA, what else is top of mind for you as we begin training camps across the league?
Oh, well, I mean, we've got holdouts. We've got the Bengals being the Bengals, and I don't think it's money. I think it's power. I think it's reminding the players who is boss, and I don't see them blinking with Trey Hendrickson or this very esoteric, ridiculous contract language issue that has kept Shamar Stewart out of camp. But Michael Parsons is the one that is the most fascinating to me because he should have held out. And I think the Cowboys are going to screw him because he showed up. It's very difficult to leave. I wrote about this last night at PFT. It's much easier to stay away. Once you show up and you leave, you have a problem. They could shut you down for the whole season. If you leave for 5 days, they can shut you down for the whole season and not pay you a penny. And I don't know if Jerry Jones would do something that would hurt his team. It would devastate Micah Parsons for the year if that would happen. I think they're going to make him an offer just before week one that is going to be far less than what they would have made him if he had held out. And he's going to have to decide, do I take it or do I play for $24 million? My prediction is he's not going to get a long-term deal. My prediction right now is he's not going to accept their best offer, and he's going to play for 24, and he's going to take his chances next year. And we'll see. They'll keep dragging their feet. The market will keep going up. And at some point, the clock strikes 12, and then the Cowboys will finally pay him.
It's so true. Mike Florio, thank you for the lesson, the discourse, and the discussion here on Raheem and Harris on 670 The Score.
Thanks, Mike.
Have a great week. See you next time.
That was Mike Florio. Not only the creator and editor-in-chief of Pro Football Talk, but the man has a law degree. He used to be a practicing attorney. These are good discussions to have with the right people who are qualified.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.